Fuerte FM.
Yo casi, yo stasi.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to The Talk Line with Byron and Raquel. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest in the studio with us today. We have Charmaine Owens in the studio with us today, and she is a nurse, a registered nurse, and she has her own practice right here in our own community in Valiswart, right? 204 Valiswart, the old clinic, yes. So we're going to discuss with her about women health, all that she does at the clinic, the services that she provides, her career basically, and also we're going to touch base on breast cancer, as we all know.
Yes.
It is that month where we are raising awareness of it. So we're going to touch a bit, a little bit based on that as well. How are you, Charmaine? Welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me.
It's such a pleasure. So, yes, Charmaine, let's start off with a little bit of introduction. Can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Okay, I was born in Rustenburg. And then I went to high school in Westbury in Johannesburg.
Okay.
I started my nursing career at the age of 16. It was still HF Verwoerd Hospital by then. And from there, I went to Astrid Clinic and Milmed Hospital, where I did my training as to become a professional nurse. I was working for Milmed for about 16 years.
Sure.
And from there, I went to Saudi Arabia.
Nice.
For 2.5 years, and I also met my husband over there.
Oh yes, that's there. That's what I said. Yeah.
We got married in 2002. I came back 2003, and started working at medical aid companies. I didn't go back to bedside nursing.
Okay.
But I had my practice number since 1999.
Sure.
My own practice number. Mm. I used to do home care from my home.
Sure.
So this is something that I'm very passionate about. I love working with people. And I like to be my own boss. I hate to be told what to do.
That's what we like.
Hey, that's what we're all about, hey?
I hate it for people to tell me what to do.
Yeah.
So, but I like to serve people as best as I can. And the private nurse concept in the community is just to make healthcare, private healthcare, affordable to everybody.
That's
because it is quite very expensive.
It's pricey. Yeah.
Especially if you don't have medical
mm-hmm,
aid.
Mm-hmm.
But you have quite the impressive track record.
Sure.
So, let's get to the Saudi Arabia where you met your husband. Yes.
Give us the tea.
That was a coincidence. I stayed in a rural area in Saudi Arabia.
Really?
Yeah. So most of the nurses from Isras,
yes,
that was my friends, they were in Riyadh. I was in Taif. That's about 2 hours flight from where I'm staying. So when I got to my residence, there was nobody from Pretoria or Isras.
All
the
Isras
group were together. Yeah. So it was very tough. You couldn't even go to the shop that's on the compound without wearing a nabaya, if you guys know what's a nabaya.
No,
we don't know what a nabaya is.
No. It's the gown that you put on, so they don't show your silhouette of what you're wearing. It was tough, and then a girlfriend of mine, she was also from Israel, she was in Jeddah. So I went to go visit her, and it's about 1.5 hours drive from Taif to Jeddah.
Sure.
So I went to go visit her for the weekend, and she advised me to go to this American compound, and I said, I can't go there. I don't know people there.
Yeah.
She
said,
I'll go with my friends. I said, your friends is not even my friends. They don't even know me.
Mm.
So I end up going with them, and
the rest is history.
I am
for the love of a life. 1.5 hours.
But friend, I am making mental notes.
Oh, please do.
I am making
go to Saudi
notes.
Arabia.
But the, I just love a good love story. Yeah. And that's just one of them. It's like
definitely.
You went there and you know you don't have the
destiny. I call it destiny. That's what I call it.
It is. I call it destiny. Fate. It's really fate.
Because she did not know she was going to meet someone there. Actually, she did not want to go.
I didn't want to go. I told her I'm not going. You're sending me off with people that I don't know in the first place. Going to a guy's house that I don't know.
Sure.
And
that sounds so like me. I don't know. No. Don't want to go. No.
But it ended well. He's a good person. He's really good.
That's so... I'm just such a sucker for love stories. So thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah. No problem.
All right, so Charmaine, tell us, what type of services do you offer at the clinic?
Okay, let me start by saying Sister Gina is with me, but she's currently still working at the Silverton Clinic, so she's there from 4 until 6. I think she's working at the clinic in Silverton until the end of December, and then she's going to be full-time here with me.
Oh, nice.
I'll be there from 10 until 2, and she'll be there from 3 until 6 in the evenings. So at the moment, while she's still working for Silverton Clinic, she is there from 4 until 6. Yes, and what we basically do is just tend to minor ailments like your normal flu, women's health, that includes family planning, pregnancy tests, hormone profiles, and then pap smears. That's what we do. And then the baby wellness clinic, that's your baby immunizations that we do.
All right.
And then also HIV AIDS testing and the counseling.
Oh, that's well nice. That's very nice.
That with is. Your STDs testing and treatment that, as well. Yes. Mm. Then we do pain management. We have people that have arthritis. They want pain medication or like your Voltaren injection. So we do that as well. And then people that's chronic hypertensive or cholesterol or diabetes, we do their testing as well. They do follow up with us if they have a chronic condition to monitor them and then also their medication. And then we do vitamin injections. There's people that's doing marathons or running or is just tired, you know. Then they're looking for a fix. What I do is I sometimes put up a drip in a 50 ml saline that runs in about 15 minutes.
Okay.
And then they don't like the injection; they'll rather take a drip.
Yeah, that's I'll take
and,
that one.
Most of them take. Most of them prefer that way because remember, with the tablet, it just 30% of the tablet gets absorbed by the body.
Really?
Injection, 60% get absorbed.
That's why I'm not functioning properly.
And with IV directly in the vein, 100%. That's why you see all these IV bars popping up all over.
Oh, yes, yes. This does make sense now. Yeah, this rejuvenation.
Yes. That's why you see them. There's even one in the Grove now. And whenever I walk past it, it's packed. And you will not get drip with all their goodies for less than R1,000.
Yeah.
Phew.
It's very pricey. Not that pricey. We're not even
not half, not prices, even, yes.
No. Not at all. So I do that. And then wound care. We do insertion of sutures. We remove stitches. We do implants, you know, the family planning for women.
We do
a lot.
I just want to ask regarding this rejuvenation thing.
Man, it sounds so nice and it feels like it sounds like it can do the job,
like a new life. I've seen this on TV, I've read about it and stuff, but it sounds very interesting. So it's basically just revitalizing the body, like a reboot, basically.
Yes, a reboot.
How many times does one normally do such a thing?
What I do, I use it's a homeopathic stuff that I use. It's so safe that you can have it 3 times a week.
Oh.
That's how safe it is.
Okay.
It's called Heal. So I only use Heal products.
Okay.
So I can...
Because I've got exams coming up. That's why I'm inquiring.
Then you need to come and see me.
I will definitely, because you know what? It's not just studies. It's work. It's everything. Studio. It's yes. The kids. But it's just very interesting. Mm. So that's very... So it's not where your body starts getting immune to it. It's all natural.
No, it's all natural products. People can go Google heal products.
Yeah.
Right.
What I put in there, it's your vitamins, your...
what your body needs.
Your lymph drainage stuff, everything.
Okay.
Liver great detox stuff. That's why people... You even get a bubble ass drip.
Hey.
For people to detox.
That's you, friend.
Oh, no.
That's you.
Well, for those that listened, December is coming. December, boss.
Miss Owens, I think they should have a number on speed dial.
Yeah, we're going to advertise it. So, guys, we're going to put the details there. You know, December, boss.
Yes.
We've got the girl for you.
All you need to detox after heavy... party.
Yes.
All right. Just one quick question, Charmaine. I'm just gonna refer back to that. Like, what would cost? What would cost me that? That rejuvenation.
Yeah, that you provide.
$350
350. Oh man!
Compared to the 1,000 rands that the people pay at the Grove.
I think that's affordable.
It's expensive because it's their own products.
Yeah.
Okay,
products that they have developed. Right. Their doctors. Maybe that's why. I don't know why. Because in the end, thiamine is thiamine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Vitamin B is vitamin B.
Yes, it makes sense.
So, just because they make their own stuff, I guess they have the right to charge whatever.
Yes, definitely.
Maybe it's like a Nike and Adidas.
The
name says it all. Good. You know?
I'll be seeing you soon.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no, right? Definitely. I'm really going to do that, especially for the exams, because I can feel I'm just exhausted.
Like tense and all these things, yes.
I also heard, sorry, man, we're going very up, but yeah, I'm sure a lot of people are probably, you know.
Yes, they understand. They're with us.
The spirit is speaking to us.
Yeah.
I heard you saying something about hormones. What does that basically entail? Is it just checking how your hormones levels
are? The hormone profile. Normally, it's people that had a hysterectomy.
Okay.
Or starting to complain about hot flushes. They can't sleep at night.
Okay.
And then we check the age.
So it's a nice word for menopause.
For menopause.
Okay.
It's a nice word.
Well, I'm also asking because, you know, especially work with me, I struggle a lot with my hormones. Mm-hmm. And it's been affecting me a lot, you know, hair loss and memory loss and, you know, and all that stuff. So I was just thinking if it's for more of that type.
No, you find younger people, you know, that goes into pre-menopause.
Oh.
They're not like 50 years and had a hysterectomy.
Yeah.
So when we do that test, it's a rapid test. So you'll get the results then. After a few minutes.
All right.
Okay.
And then it will show whether you're in pre-menopause or full menopause. But by listening to you, it almost sounds like
it could be.
Yeah, because I've been battling a lot with it and I can't without contraceptive pills to regulate my hormones.
Okay.
So. But we'll get to that.
Let's get back to breast cancer.
What are we here for?
Yes, that's what we're here for. Well, Charmaine, we have a lot of ladies here in Estrus, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where could they go for regular checks, especially for women? I'm so sorry. I was actually referring to breast cancer.
Okay.
But what are the common signs of breast cancer here?
Okay. Let me first explain what breast cancer is.
Yes, please.
Okay. Breast cancer is a disease where the cells in the breast grow out of control, out of proportion.
Okay.
You also get different types of breast cancer. It all depends on which cells in the breast turns into cancer.
Okay.
For example, in females, the milk ducts will turn into cancer.
Sure.
So you can get different types of cancer, breast cancer. So just to put it simple, breast cancer is a disease where the cells in the breast grow out of control.
Mm.
And it can turn into cancer.
Sure. Wow.
And
so
then.
I did not know that, hey?
Yes.
This is really, really informative. Thank you for that, Charmaine.
Yeah, because people just talk about this lumps.
Lumps, and they have to just feel lumps, but it's the ducts of the.
Yeah.
Oof, okay.
Yeah, the ducts, mostly females, because it's milk ducts that gets affected. So you were asking about most common signs and symptoms of breast cancer. It may differ from person to person. Our bodies are not all the same. Some may experience pain, others not. And when you discover a lump in your breast or in your armpit, we all know our breast as females, you know. Thickening or swelling in some parts of your breast, irritation or dimpling of the skin on your breast, some redness, flaky skin at the nipple area, anything out of the norm that's not normal for you. Please consult with a doctor. They may do a mammogram. Mammogram is an X-ray of the breast. A scan is where people have history, family histories of breast cancer. Then they'll do a CT scan. Or they might do a biopsy where there is a cyst. Cyst is fluid that they will take some fluid, extract some fluid to send it off. To see if there's any cancer cells in there. And the biopsy the same way. But mostly when people have history of breast cancer.
I just want to ask, what's the difference between a CT scan and a mammogram?
A mammogram is just an X-ray.
More X-ray like.
X-ray like, but a CT scan goes in depth. Where they can see everything.
She gives you all the details.
All the details. All right,
all right. Seeing they find print from TNCs. So, Charmaine, could you also inform us, is for our ladies, where can they go for regular checkups, especially for women who do not have any or don't own medical aid?
Look, they can go to the local government clinics. Those services are there. They might as well use it. You know, they can go for their mammograms. They can go for their pap smears. Have they go for your checkups? I mean, for ladies over the age of 50 years, you have to go every 2 years for your pap smear and your mammograms. Those that have medical aid know that they are entitled to have it every 2 years. So, but as a precaution, you need to have your screening done. That's very, very important. It might not prevent the disease, but if it's detected earlier, they can treat it. So people shouldn't wait when they see anything abnormal in their breast. They need to consult, go and see a doctor who can advise you on what to do.
Tell me, when they visit like the government, and the, is it clinics, hospitals, do they do it for free for the ladies?
The government clinics do it for
they
free.
They do it for free. All right, awesome.
That's great.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's 6:30. Man, time flew. Time flew. yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have Charmaine Owens in the studio with us. And we're talking about women health, taking care of yourself. She talked to about us about her incredible career and her love story. I'm such a sucker for love. But ladies and gentlemen, don't touch that dial. We'll be right back after this. We're going to have more with Charmaine in the studio. We're just heading over to a commercial break. And then when we come back, we're going to have more with Charmaine.
You are live
with Raquel and Byron
on The Talk Line.
The Talk Line, darling.
The Talk Line.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's 22:07 already, and you are tuned to your favorite online radio station, Port FM. Your Kasi, your Stasi. And you are hanging with your dopest duo. Raquel and Byron. On The Talk Line.
Hey, it's Tuesday evening.
We're talking it, we're preaching it, we're walking it, we're jumping it, we're
walking like it. It sounded like that type of vibe going on there.
Man.
I
am a rapper in my next life, friend.
Guys, we still have Charmaine Owens with us. And such a pleasure having having her here in the studio with us. We're still talking about breast cancer and creating more awareness, not only in females, but in guys as well. Ek gaan altyd alleen gebruik because I never knew until last week that men also do get breast cancer.
They do. They do. It's not as hugely impacted in women as it is with men, but they do get, Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are still in studio with Charmaine Owens, and we've been talking to her about her career as a registered nurse, running her own practice. Her amazing love story. I just can't get over it. But yes, guys. And also, we've been touching base on women health and breast cancer.
Oh.
All right. So, as we've just said, you know, with breast cancer, it can come forth within men. So, we have heard, you know, men can get breast cancer. So, can you perhaps just elaborate more on you know, breast cancer within men?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Before I go to that, let me just, I forgot, there's something very important that I forgot to tell the listeners when I was talking about screening. That women, young females, should at least once per month self-examine their breast.
There we got it.
Yes, at least once a month. Those that still get their periods, preferably after their periods, because during your period, the breasts are still swollen and it's tender. Okay. So wait for after your period. That's very important.
Okay.
Do it in the shower. You can do it while lying flat on your bed and just feel for lumps, something that you haven't seen or noticed in your breast before.
Yeah.
So breast self-examining, very important, at least once a month.
Yeah. Okay, and ladies, please emphasis on self, not boyfriend.
Self-breast
self-examination. your boyfriend, honey, if you say baby
that's a lump. Unless...
self, ladies, self. Right. Okay. Thank you very much for that clarification.
Okay. Yeah. No problem.
That's very important. Yeah. Mm.
Okay. The question, can men get breast cancer? Yes, absolutely. Men can get breast cancer. But it is very, very rare.
Okay.
It also forms in the same way it forms in men, in women, in the tissues of the breast tissues.
Okay.
It's more common if it do occur in men older than 50 years old.
Okay.
1 in 1,000 men will ever be diagnosed with breast cancer. That's how rare it is. But the reality is,
it's there.
It is there.
It is
and
there.
Men can get breast cancer.
Wow.
That's very interesting.
It is very, very interesting.
It's
very a rarity, but who knows, hey?
Yeah.
It's always better to be safe than sorry, especially in these times.
Yeah,
you full lock me, bra. Full marae.
Thy
balls.
Thy
extra. Thy
extra.
As you watch it.
Thy what the B cup is. Yeah, full on. Feel it. Feel it. Self-examine as well, guys.
But
again, self.
We are laughing and it sounds funny, but it's actually
it's
not,
serious.
Guys.
It is
it's
very
really
serious.
Not funny. That is, it's baie ernstig, my friends. Please, it is very, very important.
It is very important.
I mean, we,
and you know
important.
What? The other thing is that we spoke about last week as well is,
guys,
don't think because you in your 30s or you in your late 20s that this is not something you should be concerned about.
Yeah, that's true.
Younger women are affected by it. They do have breast cancer. They can get it. So
that's true.
Don't think I'm not 50 years old. Mm-hmm. I don't need to screen right now. I don't need to examine myself right now. Do it on a regular basis, guys. Please, self-examination, as Nurse Charmaine has said, every month at least, especially after your period.
Yeah.
Feel them puppies, you know.
And
if they bark, can doctor.
She explained that you can even just do that by lying down in a bath or in the shower.
Yes.
That's a clear drip like what you can do.
Yeah. So and it takes about 1 minute. Just feeling
just
it up.
Literally self-care. Yeah. It comes back to self-care.
Those that don't know how to do it, they're welcome to come to the clinic.
Yeah. There you go.
We'll show them how
there
to do it.
Yes, you see, there you go.
This
that's
it will take less than 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's so cool.
We'll show them.
Okay. So what's the best advice that you can give the ladies to prevent breast cancer or cancer?
Breast cancer. Okay. The first thing, when there's family history of breast cancer, there's nothing you can do about it. You cannot change it.
Okay.
There's the one thing that we can do to help ourselves. It's continuously going for your checkups, your screening, for early detection if there is a family history of breast cancer. And the other things that we can do, to help ourselves to avoid breast cancer, limit the intake of alcohol, or just stop taking alcohol, period. It's not good for you.
Yeah.
Stop smoking.
Sure.
Maintain a healthy weight. Become physically active. Breastfeed for as long as you can. If you do breastfeed for at least 2 years, it's not only good for the baby, it's also good for the mom.
Okay.
Limit the dose or the use of hormone replacements. Opt for homeopathic stuff. It might take a while for you to see the results, but in the end, it's better.
Okay, can you just maybe elaborate more on
homeopathic?
Yes.
It's natural stuff.
Okay.
It's natural medication.
Oh.
So it takes about maybe two. I started with homeopathic hormone replacement when I was in Saudi Arabia. It took me about 3 months to really see.
Okay.
And feel the difference.
What are those? Okay, so your hormone replacements are your normal, typical birth controls.
No. Hormone replacements is when you in menopause.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All
that's
right.
The hormone replacements when you don't have your, when you had a hysterectomy and
the hormones are not balanced.
Estrogen is okay. Low. What if just any hormone replacement.
Okay.
Yeah, opt to take a lower dose or opt to go for homeopathic.
More natural.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then also avoid exposure to radiation. When you go for x-rays, wherever there's radiation, try to avoid that. And environmental pollution, your smokes and your dust and all that have an impact on
your
body.
So basically stay at home.
Yes.
We've been staying at home for a while now,
yes.
So we might as well continue.
Yes.
Yeah.
yeah, guys, but really it is important, especially, you know, with alcohol and smoking and just basically living a balanced lifestyle.
Yes, yes.
You know, healthy and balanced.
Definitely.
Dis makliker gesê as
gedoen. Maar wie wat nee,
we need to start somewhere.
Ons witness alcohol and cigarettes were banned for a while. During this lockdown, of course.
A lot of people actually be doing more. I don't know.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's my next point. That since it was the restrictions, the ban was lifted. Yo, die mense het opgevang vir hy 6 maande.
So the clinic might be very busy soon.
Yeah. But yeah. Excuse me for that. Yeah. But yeah. Yeah, you know what? I just want us to always to look after ourselves, man.
Yeah.
I think that's the we are creating awareness about it. I know we gaan altyd sê ons lag oor dit.
Yeah, but we are serious about it, guys.
Die is vir julle dit is belangrik, dit is baie informative.
Yes.
And we just want to educate you guys.
Especially in these times with COVID and life is so short.
Yes,
we've lost a lot of people
exactly.
In this time, and you know, help by looking after yourself, looking after your family,
yes.
You know. You won't be good to the ones you love if you don't take care of yourself.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
That's right. That is so
we philosophize.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
All right, Charmaine, could you also tell us, like, what are the most common health issues women, should be made aware of?
Okay. I explained to Raquel that, you know, the breast cancer thing is very broad.
Okay.
It will take us about longer than an hour. So I just try to make it as short and simple as I can for everybody to understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I crammed in quite a lot of stuff in a short period of time. So the most common health issues women should be more aware of, cardiac diseases, you know, like it causes strokes and heart attacks.
Oh, okay.
You know, there again comes in quit smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the fertility issues, you know, infertility have become so common for women between the ages of 19 and 44 years old.
And that's something we need to talk about.
Yeah, I think we can maybe discuss it sometime.
We will, yeah.
But it's a big issue. It became so common lately. For women between that ages, I mean 19 and 44, it's still young.
Very young.
A lot of people, women have miscarriages, you know, they don't carry the baby full term. They should really take care of their fertility issues or worry about it or take more care of that issue. And then a thing that most of the women struggles with is mental health issues. Mm. More common in women than men. Absolutely.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. Due to all the stress.
Of course. That's why.
No.
The men.
No.
No.
But it's really proven it's more in females
than
men.
I didn't know
men.
That. That's very interesting.
It is.
Because of your daily challenges with the kids and the house and the job.
More stress.
Everything. Yeah. So they've got more anxiety, stress, depression, bipolar disorders.
Sure.
And most of them become suicidal.
Mm.
And it's common in women under the age of 60 years old.
Ooh.
So
that's terrifying.
That is really
so
terrifying.
Please, ladies, when you have a lot of stress and anxiety and you feel that you can't cope with it, please seek medical help.
Yes.
And better go on medication and get it under control and live a normal life, you know.
A healthy life.
A healthy life.
Think healthy.
I think we've discussed this a lot, especially last year as well. And it's actually also mental health awareness.
Yes.
This month as well. We're going to touch base on that later as well. I think it's so important that we need to teach, especially our young ones, that if you feel pressure, talk. Don't think that it's a shame.
Yes.
If you're having mental struggles. Let's put it that way. Mental struggles. Because I've noticed in a lot of colored and black communities, it's become such a taboo topic of depression and bipolar. It's like, but guys, it's a medical, it's a chemical imbalance in the brain. That's what it is. It's not functioning well.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of factors that contribute to it. It's not that you're mal, it's not. These things we need to really seriously, you know,
it's true.
Install within our community.
It's true. I mean, we should,
youngsters.
Especially with our kids, with our young, with our very young kids, we have to, because remember, we're growing up in this.
Van
ons ouers het altyd gesê, nee, dis van die duivel af. Ons glo nie allerlei tipe goede nie. I mean, yes.
Of ons gaan jou weeskoppies
toe. Exactly, you know. And because, especially with guys, like Owen's my age and even younger also, you have this pride concern.
Yeah.
You don't want to talk about your problems or what you're thinking or what you know, you don't want to share it at all. Because you're in the hype. Isn't it time to say, we worry
alles
about
is
you.
So right
yes,
bereis.
Alles is okay, bereis. Ons will not be the men's advice that alles okay, bereis.
But you
and
know
it
what,
is
guys?
Okay
yeah.
that alles nie right, bereis.
Yes.
You guys, you don't understand. I know myself. I've been suffering from anxiety from the longest of time on my own at times. So I can attest to that. It's not
and
a good place to in a space to be in.
When
yes,
you're alone.
It is really difficult. So when you have that support structure,
yes.
build it, guys. Yeah. Owens, I mean, yo, I don't know. But
we'll make a video later.
But please find a support structure.
Yeah.
Even if just one person,
to be friends. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so
yes.
There's online support
there
groups.
Is,
there's
yes.
clinics. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these stuff actually free.
Yeah.
And people don't know this. And because it's such a pride thing and a taboo thing, you don't have to share all of their details.
Yeah.
But go see someone, especially medical and someone expert, professional in that field.
Yeah.
Open up to them. Have a trusted resource that you can go to. Want kyk ons weet toch maar, in gemeenskap is like, jy sê nou een en weet,
the yellow world.
I mean, at Isra's clinic, there's a social worker. There's a mental health department. You know where they can help you.
Yes.
You don't have to suffer in silence and alone. You know, when we did our training, they'll say, "Oh, depression. Only white people suffer from depression."
Can you
see that is the
that
mentality.
Stigma, it's
yes.
still there, and people don't want to come out, but. I have to say, lately, people are open about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They talk more open about it, and they go for the medication.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do this by yourself.
Yes.
You know.
I think for anyone that is going through that, it's not a great feeling to know that you are alone and you're dealing all this by yourself.
Yeah, and you know what? There's different stages of depression and anxiety. And with this come different counseling and different medication, if I'm correct.
Yes.
So when people hear, I need to go on medication, they think chronic, they think I'm going to be an honor for a lifetime.
Yes.
And it can be overwhelming. But if you see professional help,
yeah.
they can advise you how to use it, when to use it.
Yeah.
you know, all of that. The knowledge is power, oh, you know.
Always. Yeah. Always
get
fam,
the proper
always.
Resources, knowledge, find out all the information
yes,
there is.
Yes.
And make an informed decision. So, but these, that is why there are these organizations,
yes.
these clinics, there's these support groups, you know.
Yeah. You
know
what
if
you
don't, you're afraid of corona, I don't want to go out, there's online support
yes,
groups, you know.
Yes.
There are all these resources out
but
there.
But if you are tuning in and you are aware of these organizations, or you are one of them, please let us know on our WhatsApp line. It's 074-563-5748. I'll repeat that number again. That is 074-563-5748.
Yes, guys. And also, we're going to have a specialist coming in next week for that as well. So
yes.
if you've got questions,
I mean, this is your opportunity
concerns,
to send it to us now.
Send it to us.
If you have our contact details, me and Raquel's, or I mean, we made it simpler for you guys. We have got an Instagram page. It's The Talk Line with Raquel and Byron at, if I'm not mistaken. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, it's The Talk Line with Byron and Raquel.
With Byron and Raquel, yes.
And then we also have the Facebook
yes,
page as
yes.
well. So you can reach us out. Or you can even contact us on our Port FM page
yes.
if you don't find us.
Yes.
We will get the message.
Yes.
So, yes, guys. Yeah.
Right.
We're still busy.
Yeah. We are still busy. Yeah. But I mean, like, we're having so much fun. Well, Shemaine, lastly, we would just like to know, like, do you have any professional medical advice for our ladies and men on better health?
Okay. Emphasis on physical activity.
Yes.
You know, get, even if you just start walking,
yeah.
just get motivated and start slow. But, you know, when you look good, you start
feeling
good.
So you start feeling good,
yes.
everything will feel okay.
Yes, definitely.
Which is always a good thing.
Yeah.
All right. Do not put any toxic stuff in your body.
Mm.
Don't smoke. Don't use alcohol.
Or your exes.
I don't know about that. And drugs. You know, those all the stuff that I've just mentioned is addictive.
Yeah.
And any addiction, it's so hard to get off.
It
from
is.
Them.
It is.
So better stop it while you can, or don't start doing it at all.
Or seek help if you're struggling.
Yes,
yeah.
seek
yes.
help. Get enough rest, like sleep between 6 or 8 hours per night.
Yeah.
Drink at least 2 liters of water per day. Have a balanced diet that contains all your essential protein, healthy fats, your fruits and your vegetables. Try to avoid excess stress. It's not easy, but take some me time and don't even listen to the radio or the TV.
Except
watch
for Port FM.
Except for Port
yes.
FM.
Yes.
But make some quiet time
yes,
for yourself.
Yeah.
Just switch off from everything. There's a note that I like to say, you know, forget about the dieting mindset. You know, go on a diet, and because it never lasts in the long term.
Yeah.
It never lasts.
Must be a lifestyle.
Yeah. So we have to change our lifestyle.
That is true.
You know, it's critical to rather opt for a change in your lifestyle, a healthy lifestyle. Remember that being healthy and to stay healthy is a marathon.
Yeah.
It is not a sprint. It's going to take time to change bad habits, as all bad habits are hard to change.
Yes.
But it's worth it. When you change to a healthy lifestyle, you need to stick to it for life.
Sure. Awesome. I love that.
I love that too.
I love that.
I must say that I am a perfect example of that. Shemaine, I have to brag.
Ooh, I'm a life ambassador.
Not actually, though. Not actually. But it's just learning on a new healthy habit. I never thought to myself that I would enjoy jogging again.
You know?
And through that, it was awesome. And
but I must say, friend, you look very, very good.
I mean,
I'm a bit jealous. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, we'll upload those awesome pics before and after of what was it that challenge that's trending now on Twitter?
Where I was,
how it started, how and
it
how
start,
it's going.
We're going to do that
with Byron.
Yeah.
We'll pose that.
Definitely.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Shemaine Owens. We will have all the details, or you can maybe, if you would like, give your details on where they can find you, email address, telephone numbers.
Please provide them,
Okay. It's Charmaine. It's Sister Charmaine Owens. I'm at the old clinic building, 214 Willieswaard Avenue. My cell number is 076-875-9918. Or if you can't get hold of me, you're welcome to call Sister Gina. Her number is 067-200-2377.
Yay.
And then our working hours, I'm there from 10:30 until about 3. And then she comes at 4 until 6, Monday to Friday, and Saturday 9 till 1.
All right. Yes,
closed on Sundays and public holidays.
All right. Oh, awesome. Man. That is so awesome. Yay. Well, thank you so much for joining
Charmaine,
us. It was
awesome.
Really informative. Yeah. We've taken in so much tonight. Yeah. I'm sure all our poorties out there have made some notes.
Yes.
Especially the no smoking, no drinking.
Yes. So. And
exercise.
Detox.
Yes, detox.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, up next we're going to have AKA with energy to set some energy. Don't touch the dial. We will be right back after this.
Knowledge power, top of the mountain. I'm at the peak of my energies. I feel like Tony Montana. I never panic, I never freeze. I keep it cool under pressure. Super fresh, air fresh. Playboy, you have to. I gotta go. I'll be back in a minute. My breakfast is cold, cold, cold. Hand on my business. I was deep in the dust. Pushed myself to the limit. And mega, we trust. Until the finish.
It's my time to shine. By God, I must die. No room for two, ego super size. I give all my friends and family more life. I spend all my money on the things I like.
How many hours of sacrifice just to look my familiar in the eye? In my experience, all of these millions don't guarantee you a peace of mind. My superpower is speed of light. I want my flowers while I'm alive. My fire burn away deep inside. I got my diamonds from Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a king. I'm so addicted to doing my thing. I got ice in my veins. I drop the dagger from range. Clutch. Don't let fear make you dizzy. And mega, we trust. Until the finish. Knowledge and power. Top of the mountain. I'm at the peak of my energies. I feel like Tony Montana. I never panic, I never freeze. I keep it cool under pressure. Super fresh, air fresh. Playboy, you have to. I gotta go. I'll be back in a minute. My breakfast is cold, cold, cold. Handle my business. I was deep in the dust. Pushed myself to the limit. And mega, we trust. Until the finish.
It's my time to shine. By God, I must die. Ain't no room for two. Ego super size. I give all my friends and family more life. I spend all my money on the things I like.
They ask me, Mega, when you gon' drop? We need some music that's from the heart. Don't give a f- you think it's hot. I'm past making money, I'm making art. Perfecting my craft like I'm Tony Stark. I do the things with the pepper pots. I could just chill and never make a song again. No strength on my catalog. Debate who got better cars. The debate who got better bars. I do this for a greater cause. I'm a motherfucking shooting star. One man, stunt man. I'm addicted to winning. And mega, we trust. Until the finish. Knowledge and power. Top of the mountain. I'm at the peak of my energies. I feel like Tony Montana. I never panic, I never freeze. I keep it cool under pressure. Super fresh, air fresh. Playboy, you have to. I gotta go. I'll be back in a minute. My breakfast is cold, cold, cold. Handle my business. I was deep in the dust. Pushed myself to the limit. And mega, we trust. Until the finish.
It's my time to shine. By God, I must die. Ain't no room for two. Ego super size.
I give all my friends and family more life. I spend all my money on the things I like.
Your Kasi, your Stasi.